Hello and welcome to episode number 16 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. I'm Nathan Johnson, and this is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. Today is a special edition of the Deeper Christian Podcast, and we're going to be looking at seeking the face of God. Let's dive in. Nearly a decade ago, I was asked by my good friend Eric Ludi to help him produce a series of short films called Bravehearted Thoughts. What we did is we took old classic rich sermons from yesteryear and condensed them into about a 5 to 10 minute kind of a snippet of great truth. We asked another one of our good friends named Steve Rosen, who writes musical background scores for movies, and asked him to literally write the scores to literally play behind these sermons. Then we kind of put some simple text upon the screen, and granted, they were simple, but they're just merely thoughts, truth nuggets focusing on Jesus Christ. Today, I kind of wanted to do a special episode and kind of acquaint you with some of these great truths from yesteryear. So over the course of this podcast, I kind of want to drip in some of these brave-hearted thoughts that were produced about 10 years ago. Today, I want us to listen to a sermon by Richard Owen Roberts called Seek My Face. It's about 3 to 4 minutes long, but it is a powerful punch of truth. But listen to the message. So let's dive in. This is a sermon snippet or a little short thought from Richard Owen Roberts called Seek My Face.
Now that provokes me to put a question to you personally. Did you ever set your heart to seek the Lord? I didn't ask, did you seek the Lord at one time? I asked, did you ever set your heart to seek the Lord? If we don't set our hearts to seek God, His kingdom, His righteousness, then what we're going to do is to descend to the level of the pagan. Our very nature is such that we are certain to seek something or someone. There isn't anybody who doesn't seek something. And if we follow our nature, we will seek the inconsequential. We've got to set our hearts to seek the Lord. Dear friends, people have said to me since being in this very church, I don't know that there is any hope. Don't talk that way to me. I worship and serve a God who, when His people seek Him, He lets them find Him. The thing that concerns me is not will God let us find Him, but will we seek Him? The failure is not on God's part, obviously. It's on our part. We can live in the hour of greatest emergency of our entire lives, and we can act as casually and indifferently as if we were living in the day of glorious spiritual victory and harvest. If we will seek Him, He will let us find Him. And our only hope is to seek the face of God.
Isn't that a powerful nugget? Hebrews 11:6 says this, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Do you realize that when we seek the face of God, when we yearn for the intimacy and richness of who He is, that He allows us to find Him? Again, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He will reward the effort of you going after and seeking him. Can I encourage you to do that? Don't just be passive in your Christian life. Don't just kind of lean back and say, well, yeah, I'm doing just great. Literally press in. Have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, as Matthew 5 says. Literally go after Jesus with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your emotions, all of your mind, all of your strength. See, the call to Christianity is a call of all. Would you go after him and seek his face? For he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, including the video version of what you just heard, please visit deeperchristian.com/16 for episode number 16. Now, until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.